Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Brad Reality Show. Manic Monday.
Run away, blow and smoke. Your folks are worried and going broke. Half the fault isn't on your episode. Reality is a happening reality that comes from above. Cut his cord, there's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey, there is no other way.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for...
And everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Big Brother Canada 3 fans. Thank you for joining us here on the Rad Reality Show Network. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I'm glad you're here with us tonight, which happens to be May 18th, 2015. And we're about to start the Manic Monday show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother USA Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence. And she's bringing on a special guest that is everyone's favorite, especially when it comes to talking about Big Brother Canada. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Suzette Amaya from the original Big Brother Canada Season 1 cast. Mm-hmm. And with the finale of the third season of Big Brother Canada right around the corner, everyone is talking about it. But when you put Michelle Costa and Suzette Amaya together to talk about it, it becomes a whole lot more fun. But they want to hear from you, too. So call in at 1-347-237-5506 to chat with Michelle and Suzette. And once you're on our switchboard, please press the number 1 button to let us know that you want to join us on air. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be here as co-hosts for tonight's show. So let's say a quick hi to Paul, and then we'll get this Manic Monday show underway. Paul, how are you up in Minnesota tonight?
Hey, girls.
No. Hi, Cherry. Hi, everyone. I am doing well, although you'll be happy to know that Minnesota is living up to its reputation for weather, and we are possibly going to get close to frost overnight tonight. It was very cold today, like mid-40s for a high, and I thought we were done with that. But
Oh, my gosh.
Other than that, busy with mom and dad, and also did something fun, and you knew about it. I went on Saturday to a concert, a Billy Joel concert.
And how was it?
Oh, It was fabulous. It really was good. I really wish I could bring a video camera and videotape it, but the site said you weren't allowed to, but you could bring a point and shoot. I have this little crappy point and shoot digital camera that can also take videos. So I started taking video. I never turned it off. I think it started overheating at times. It's very poor quality, out of focus, but it captures the moment. It was like over 2 hours worth of concert. But one of the highlights for me was really cool. He sings Piano Man to close out the show before an encore. He's been doing that for a long time. And you know how the Piano Man starts with the him playing the harmonica intro to it?
Right.
So you can see him strapping on the neck harness to hold his harmonica, which who was so well known for that? Minnesota's very own Bob Dylan used to do that way back when he was famous. And so Billy starts playing the little harmonica intro to Piano Man, and he very smoothly transitions and starts singing Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. And,
wow.
Of course, everybody, all 19,000 people started singing along to it. And he does that song and then does a smooth transition into Piano Man to finish off the pre-encore set. But I just thought that was so special for him to, honor Minnesota's own, Bob Dylan at that moment. But it was really good, very good.
I'm glad you went. I'm glad to hear that you went to go see him. So I'm glad you had a great time.
I had seen him in Indianapolis like in 1978. I had like fourth row seats. I don't know how I got such great seats. That was the best concert I'd ever been to. So to go back again that many years later was just as good. Not as good as seats, but just as good.
Well, let's play her intro and get our host up here with us. Here we go, folks.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're going to know.
Welcome, Michelle.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, the right Portuguese princess up in the house. Everybody, welcome to Manic Monday, Sherry and Paul. Paul, I have a question for you. You didn't toke on anything special when you were at the Billy Joel concert, did you?
I was wondering if I would even smell it in the stadium, and I didn't even smell it. So, no,
oh
I did not.
Gosh,
so you were in the wrong section then. You must have been in the family-friendly section.
You have to understand that when I swore off, became clean and sober, that was also part. I don't mix and match, so to speak. So it's been a long time. But I
watch out,
myself,
Colorado. Paul's going to hit up your state soon.
I thought to myself, if I walk in there and I start smelling it, will I be tempted? But no, the answer was no, I did not.
It's because the edibles don't smell, so there's probably a lot of brownies being eaten. But that sounds pretty awesome, though, when you were telling that story about the harmonica and how he went into the Bob Dylan song. So that sounded pretty epic. If you ask me, that's why I figured that type of moment, like, you have to be smoking the doobie. Or California Roll, as Snoop Doggy Dogs like to call it. But we have a fabulous guest tonight. We have the fabulous Suzette. Hey, boys! Hey! And I'm super excited because I get to see her in 11 days. That's right, people out there listening. I'm going to the Big Brother Canada finale party.
Awesome.
And I am staying with from Big Brother Canada 3 people.
Hey, Michelle. Michelle, yes. Last year at the finale, we saw a whole row of past Big Brother U.S. people. Do you know, are there going to be any U.S. other than yourself?
Yeah, I think McCray and Spencer are going. And I'm not sure really about anybody else, but I know definitely for sure McCray and Spencer are going. So I'm super excited to see them and to see my BB Canada peeps and to meet the new. I definitely know that I'm moving with Johnny. What?
All right. Father Vito.
Yeah, I'm excited. I am so excited, you guys. And, you know, I'll be coming back telling you guys everything. And well, not everything. Well, it depends on what you guys pay. You know there's a bribery involved here. It's going to cost money. Moulin Rouge. So get your pennies in your piggy bank because, you know, I'm going to have some good stories. But I'm excited. Suzette Amaya that's coming on, she'll be attending as well. So, you know, me and her always get into a little bit of good trouble. And I always say good because it's always good. But I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things before we get her on. One thing I want to say first from the Rad Reality Show, from everybody that listens to Manic Monday, I just want to give a, thoughts, prayers, sending off to people in Pennsylvania and anybody involved in the train derailment. We don't realize how many actually trail derailments and train accidents there are. There's more than we know that one was publicized, but now we're hearing that people were throwing things at the train, not just that, but other trains before that. So we're not quite sure what the story is, but we know that we've seen the acceleration of the train go from 70 to 100, I think, in 16 seconds, and then there was evidence of things being thrown at the train. So, you know, I hope that we figure out what's going on with that and that, you know, people know that it's safe to travel by plane, train, taxi, car. You know, it's just one of those things, you know. You just never know what's going to happen. It's timing, anything. You could be walking across the street, you'd be getting your mail, you know, and something happens. So always be safe.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, hopefully the engineer has his memory come back, too, so.
Yeah, you know, he has that memory lapse, but we don't know if he hit his head. We don't know, but as long as it comes where his phone and his text messages and stuff come back clear, then, you know, they can go into other tactics if he wasn't paying attention, accelerating, but, you know, I think that would be, for me, the most important thing is if he was texting or calling somebody, talking on the phone while taking care of an important job. I mean, you just can't pick up your phone and text and Instagram and Snapchat, whatever you do. It's a kind of a crazy segue, but to talk about text messages and voicemails, we're going to go back on the deflate game a little bit. I know you guys were all busting my chops last week, but guess what? We got an appeal, baby. So let's appeal it till the balls fall off.
Or, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. And then the thing is, Roger Goodell, which is the president of the NFL, wants to be the arbitrator. Okay? And then people were like, no, you're going to be a witness. Like, you're supposed to be not involved in the situation. So how can you be the arbitrator? It gets stickier and stickier and stickier because I feel like they're trying to make Patriots a scapegoat for all the things that they've done. And we've been named to be cheated before because I've been saying named because I never believe it. But we're an easy scapegoat. And so for me, it's like Tom Brady, good for you. It's probably going to be exposed, Giselle's vagina, because I feel like maybe Giselle sent Tom, her naked body before the game, and whatever. But that's going to be disclosed eventually. So don't bother me anymore with this, people. You know, this is ridiculous that we're talking about it. I just wanted to bring it up because of the appeal. The appeal of the appeal. I know, Cherry, you're happy about this. Paul, are you happy that he appealed?
I'm kind of you know, because you're in that area and because you're such a huge fan, I know it's still ongoing news, but it's kind of faded, you know, where I live as far as, so I really haven't been even thinking about it.
Did you hear that Roger Goodell wanted to become the arbitrator of the appeal?
Yeah, I did hear that, and that makes no sense, obviously. So
obviously, they're trying to cover up the cover-up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but it can't be that blatant.
Are you? So you're still getting heat from, what, like social media about it? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's discussed a lot around here, you know, with the Aaron Hernandez trial, so we get the murderer rap and all this kind of stuff. It's at least the Patriots did the right thing, unlike other teams who kept people who did violent crimes, who did domestic violence, drugs, whatever. The minute they found out he was involved in anything, they got him out. Bam, done, boop. They kicked him out when he went to the stadium. I was there that day. And so, you know, they can say what they want to say. But, yeah, Paul, I get, you know, continuous backlash about it. And everybody hates a champion, Paul.
Well, absolutely. I mean, for many years, it was the Yankees, you know, hated the Yankees because they always won. But switching, if I can, to other news, how about this Waco bicycle, motorcycle gang? Holy
crazy,
crap.
Paul, right? I was actually going to talk about that, but it's funny you brought that up because we're talking about a gun battle. 9 people died, 8 people injured in a motorcycle gang shootout.
Like 170, wasn't it, Cherry?
Yeah, it was nearly 200, they said.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, 170 something of them.
I mean, imagine if you happen to be sitting there eating dinner at Twin Peaks, you know, having a few beers and having, you know, dinner or some appetizers and a couple beers at Twin Peaks.
It was peaking all right.
And, yeah, Twin Peaks is a restaurant that's kind of like Hooters.
Oh, really? I had never even heard of it.
Yeah, Twin Peaks is a restaurant that's on the same lines as Hooters. And
I get it, Twin Peaks.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
I didn't even really put two and two together. So.
And the same exact kind of restaurant style. And that's where it happened at, was at a restaurant called Twin Peaks. It's a chain restaurant, just like Hooters. You know, it wouldn't have been any different if it had happened at a Hooters. It was the same style restaurant. And apparently they met there before lunch.
But they were there for like a bicycle rally or something, right? I mean,
well, they were supposed to be working out some differences and having a talk. But this talk turned into an argument, and it didn't go well, obviously.
No, it didn't.
And all hell broke loose, and
did you guys see the pictures? Like, they showed the pictures, and they were, like, laid out everywhere. It was kind of like watching, like, a Western movie, you know? Like, you just don't really see things like that. And you know what the good thing is? I'm going to say a good thing, even though you probably like, what is she going to say? luckily, no innocent bystanders were hurt.
Yes.
It was actually all involved in this gang fight, or this bicycle gang fight. So thank God, because people could have been just, you know, checking out the Twin Peaks. And
yeah.
You know, and it's I'm glad to hear that, because you guys know we always hear that there's innocent victims,
100%.
Drive-by accident, a DUI person hits somebody and they kill everybody in the car, but they stay alive. It's always the guilty that are always alive. So it's good to hear.
I wonder if the restaurant manager.
I don't want to hear that anybody died. Ooh.
I wonder if the restaurant manager and employees had something to do with keeping the innocent inside while this broke out. You know, if they kept patrons inside once this happened, once it started outside, if they kept everybody in, knowing what was going on outside to keep the innocent from being involved.
Yeah, think about it too, Cherry. If you were, if it was you sitting inside for lunch and you looked out the window and saw all those bikers, wouldn't you stay inside? I would.
I mean, for me, from what I heard, that
I guess I'm the only
the
one.
Discussion of them being there was known that they were going to be there, and that they had spoke with the police department, letting them know that this type of situation was happening, that they were going to be there, a bunch of them, and that they did the protocol. I also heard that they were franchised, and now that the restaurant might be take. I don't know. For me, there's always some type of residual effect happening, and that something's going to happen to that restaurant, I guess, whether it be closed or whatever. And for me, I don't feel like that has anything to do with the establishment. I mean, people get murdered, killed, fight in all sorts of ways, in the streets, in a car accident, on the highways, in front of a store, in a store.
I don't think
why
it was their fault.
No, but they were stating that consequences were going to happen because of whatever. For me, I don't see how that's going to help anybody by blaming an environment because
they
were there.
I paused Paul's question, would I stay inside? And I paused at that question because I have to wonder, would I have stayed inside or would I have been out there and, you know.
I'm a person of, ooh, something's going on. I kind of like. Go
I was
going to
ask you, would you have been outside or would you have stayed inside, Michelle?
I'm a nosy person by just genes, genetic-wise. Portuguese people, we look out our window all the time when we hear something.
Okay.
So I would say that I would probably have been in the middle of something I shouldn't have been. Not vocally speaking, like I wouldn't speak out of my, out of what I should, but I would be the nosy one.
We watched that reality show Devil's Ride, and you probably would have thought, "Oh, cool! I'm gonna experience that. These people won't do anything." And yeah, I didn't think about that.
We do have your guest on the switchboard, Michelle.
Well, let's turn this gruesome Alamo type of Western whatever gangster talk we're doing. Yeah, let's turn it and let's flip it like a pancake and flip it on the BB Canada side. How do
we have
do
an
that?
Intro
let's,
for this girl. Let's play it.
I love it. Let's do it.
Suzetta Maya, well, thank you for coming back. You're on with Michelle Costa.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God.
Hey, girl. First off, I want to say welcome back on Manic Mondays. You have been a staple here. We love you and adore you. And I just want to say 10 and a half days till I see your ass.
Oh, my God, I know. I'm so excited. I'm working. It's a holiday here in Canada. It's Victoria Day weekend. And, I'm working so hard, double shift, just to make sure I'm going to go to this event. Niagara Falls, Baby Canada 3 finale weekend. It's going to be crazy.
Okay, so, Suzette, I already gave them the disclaimer that I can only tell them what I'm allowed to. And that you
okay.
and me are going to be getting into some probably trouble, but good trouble.
Oh, good trouble, but it's going to be some trouble.
There's going to be trouble. I'm sad that I'm not your roommate. I'll be honest
I
with
know.
You. But how much sleeping in the room are we really going to do?
You know, it's not much sleeping. And my bedmate is going to be Kyle, and Kyle and I he's a wild card. We're both train wrecks. So, and then also Contessa, Scott. But you are lucky. I see that your roommates are going to be season 3 housemates.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm, like, serenading. I'm, like, the veteran come from out of the country into a new country, A. And I'm going to spread my wings, and I'm going to embrace them and hope that they carry me home at night.
Yes. Oh, and Niagara Falls is just gorgeous. It's so beautiful. It's a really good positive trip. You know, there's some drama, and there's some good laughs, and there's definitely some crazy.
Well, we can't say drama. Yeah, we haven't even got there yet, girl. Let's let the drama. Let it soak up the, you know, let it be soup. Like,
yeah,
let it simmer first, honey.
It's going to be a gong show. There's so many different personalities, and everyone was made for television. That's why they got on Big Brother. But, you know, as some people, they do carry a little bit of their resentment after the show. And then it's a good healing thing, too, because people get to experience each other outside and in the real world. And that's where a lot of bonding happens, for sure.
Well, let's.
You can't have that many
type
A
pipe.
Personalities without a little drama.
I will bring the peace pipe, Terry.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. I'm going to bring the peace pipe, and I'm going to stick all the ooey gooey, sticky, icky, wicky stuff, and everybody's going to love each other by the time I'm done with
it.
There you go.
It is so fun. Yeah. We had so much fun in Reality Rally. That was amazing. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
And we had a good cry session again. How does this happen? I always think I'm not going to cry when I leave you, but next thing you know, I'm bawling my eyes out, and I really just love you, Michelle.
Oh, babe. I mean, we cried like babies. Like, we were never going to see each other again. Oh, my God, but that's how much we love each other, and I just adore every minute I spend with you. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're working, and I know you're working vigorously so that you can, you know, do the Big Brother finale. So let's get a little bit into talking about Big Brother Canada 3, because there's a lot going on. Let's just go back 1 week. Okay, let's go back 1 week, okay? I want to first talk about, let's talk about the superpower, the coup d'etat, whatever you want to freaking call it, that Brittany got. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I love Big Brother Australia, and I love Big Brother UK, and I love Swift. It was a little bit late in the game, but I thought it was, you know, Brittany's has some good runs in the house. Being a pawn, not being a threat, and then now being a threat. And her road has been pretty good, but an emotional roller coaster for her. But as a viewer, wow. I think it's great television, you know. And, of course, some people, they don't like twists. I love them. It was good television. I think that she made a good move, and I did love Bruno, but Bruno played hard. He's his nerves got to the best of him. But, you know,
so
I mean,
are you saying that
I'd be freaking out?
Are you saying that Brittany would have been better off without getting this power? Like, she was low key, nobody really. But now that she had this power and she used it, now we're getting down to the numbers anyway. But do you think that it affected her game?
She's had what was the other one? She had to, where she won, was it the double eviction?
No, it was the night of the triple eviction. And
triple eviction.
Yeah. Bobby had left and they started all the competitions.
Yeah.
And she smoked that HOH competitions and won.
Yeah.
And she comes inside. And Arissa says, okay, this is a triple eviction. You have to nominate 3 people. I mean, that was
that's crazy.
She's had to make all the big decisions, and she's played really hard. And she's a great personality. She was definitely one of my top 4 picks for sure to win, and I think she's played it really well. And stay tuned.
Who has a top 4 pick? Who does top 4?
I know, right?
Like, normally people do top 3. You're like top 4.
Well, Well, it was my Final Four. I was hoping for, well, Bruno and Brittany didn't think my Final Four would take each other on. But, yeah, and I, right now I'm really rooting for Final Three, Sarah, Brittany, and Godfrey.
You know, thinking about that when we first started in the week, I don't know how many people would probably put all those three names together. Did say that, yeah, Bruno was evicted last week. So Sarah won HOH this week, and Sarah put up Zach and Ashley. And Ashley won the veto, so she took herself off, and Pilar is
spoiler,
up now.
Spoiler.
Yep, well, we knew spoilers alert. So what are you thinking right now? Okay, first off, what would you do, and then what do you think they're going to do between Pilar and Zach?
Oh, I mean, I would send Zach regardless. I'd send Zach home for sure.
I'm actually surprised
he's made it this far. You know what I mean? He's gone through so many evictions and being on the block, and it's just amazing how he's getting through. And it's almost like one of those things where he's just a nice guy. People get along with him. They see him as a threat. But that's like Emmett. Emmett made it to the end of our season. He got along with everyone. No one saw him as a threat. And you know what I mean? But
he, like, butters himself up with, like, he ladders himself and slithers through. Like, you're like, how did he do that? And he just kind of slithers his way through, and, you know, there he is again the next week. And it's like one of those things that when you're looking at it from the outside, you're like, I don't understand why they didn't. But when they're on the inside, it's a different story. Like you said, he's so nice. Like, Emmett was so nice. But guess what?
Yeah.
You don't want those people to win. It's time. It's game on. It's crunch time. We're getting down to it being, like, the finale, which would be May 27th, correct?
Yes, 27th.
Hello, that's like 9 days away.
Yeah, I know, it's so, so close. You know, the last episode just got me in tears. I was thinking, oh, my God. You can tell, they can feel it. It's coming to the end, and now I think they'll just send him packing. You know, I think that's probably the best thing to do, because who's all in jury, you know? Who would you take? I would take Ashley or Pilar. You know, the other good arguments. They worked really hard to be where they're at. They've always been a threat. They've always sort of been a victim, like on the block or on the fringes, or, you know, they're the clear underdogs. And I think that the jury house will see that.
And in the same aspect, it's time for them, the ones who haven't been doing much, to come up and start making some big moves. So, to me, it's crunch time. There's no looking back.
It's crunch. This season's been so awesome that right off the bat they were game talking alliances, and they weren't you didn't see the crazy drama, hating and major lateral violence and racist things. You didn't see all that this season. I found it was like really respectable. They were in the game. They always saw each other's as threats, but they were yet building the relationship. I got to work with this person, pulling up their socks and playing the game. And it's really interesting to see where it's at now. It's like the head of these different sides. Godfrey's sort of always kind of played on his own. He was kind of everywhere. But the Sarah and Brittany, they've been very solid from the get-go, and same with Zach and Ashley and Pilar. So now it's going to be a battle of the alliances at the end.
Do you think there's going to be some more twists that will happen?
I think it'd be too much at this point. I think now...
Do you think there's going to be a double eviction coming up, or do you think they're going to just do single?
Oh, yeah, they have to do a double eviction. Look how close we're to the end now.
So that it's probably going to be a double eviction this week.
Michelle, there is a double eviction Wednesday.
Well, yeah. Interesting. So the lines could be crossed right there, because, you know, if you take out one person's alliance, you're going to be down one. You know, things are going to get sticky now. Suzette, can you give some people a little bit, real quick, if they're listening right now, they're in Canada, they want to know how they get to meet you, myself, anybody else. Can you give them a layout of what's happening throughout this Big Brother finale, where they can meet us? locations, finale, anything that you can just let the listeners know?
Yeah, we are going to be, now let me pull it up. We're going to be in Niagara Falls. I believe it's the weekend of Friday the 29th. And we're going to be at a nightclub called Rumors. And you can come meet the whole gang. Like, there's going to be people from season one and season two and season three. I'm pretty sure most of all of season two is going to be there. Season one will be a number of us, but definitely season three. So you'll be able to come down and meet us and hang out. And, you know, if you're a super fan, you follow a lot of the Big Brother house guests on Twitter. We mob out all over Niagara Falls like crazy. And you'll see us on the streets. Don't be shy. Come say hi. People from the show love to talk about the game and answer questions, take photos. So come and support. Come say hi and hang out with us. And ladies are free, so free cover that night. And, yeah, it's going to be great. In Toronto, there is a finale. I think the tickets are all gone, but I'm not 100%. But I know that throughout the time we are going to have some socials. I believe we're going to have an evening out. But follow us on Twitter. The best person to follow would probably be Peter. He's the one who kind of orchestrates everything. And then Alec as well. So, and Netta. So those three pretty much put this amazing weekend together with a bunch of sponsors. And we'll be all over Toronto.
And don't forget, Big Brother 10, Michelle Costa will be there.
Yes.
And also McRae.
I believe
that's
going to be, who else is going to be there from?
McRae and Spencer from Big Brother 15
McRae
will be
Spencer.
There.
You know, it's been so amazing that we all love you and McRae and Spencer, and the three of you guys do a really great job in supporting our seasons through media and social media and on your shows, your podcast. So, you know, it's an honor. We're like a family.
I know. I'm so excited. It's going to be my first time going to Canada. It's going to be my first time going to Niagara Falls, whether it's in the United States or Canada. And it will be my first Big Brother Canada event in Canada. So you guys have been awesome in coming down to the events in America, wherever they are. So I'm excited to come and see how you guys take care of business up there in Canada. Missy Zett.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Put your money where your mouth is, honey.
Yes, don't worry. Well, guaranteed. Yeah. Are you guys watching Big Brother UK? That season's just started as well.
I have not started watching it, no. Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
I don't know. They got a lot of twists as well right off the bat, you know. And if anyone's watching it, follow me on Twitter, Suzette Amaya. I correspond a lot on that too, BB UK, yeah.
So, all right. Well, I know Paul wanted to ask you something, Suzette. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah.
I know, hi, Paul. I can just feel it.
Hi, Suzette. No,
hi.
I...
Good
okay.
to hear you guys again.
Yeah, good to be here. How? First of all, just curious, but I have other questions for BB Canada. How far into UK is it now?
I think it's about the fifth day or so.
Okay, so it's
such fresh.
It's very fresh. I've watched the fourth, fifth. I mean, they've done already like a instant eviction on the first night and like all sorts of different things
okay.
have happened. Amazing
back,
cast. Like a really
okay,
good
back
cast.
Back to Canada. We do have one person that's asked a couple times in the chat room. Your feelings on Bruno using the POV on Zach?
Oh, my God. I think that I had tried, you know what? When I saw that, it made me sick to my stomach. I was thinking, what are you doing? I was screaming at the television, and I fell asleep at night, and I was like, it bothered me all night long. Like, what the hell's wrong with him? Like, and then I had to look at strategically, like, he's wanting to build a relationship this far in the game, and you want to get someone out as your target. So I struggled with it a lot. I think it wasn't a very good move. You have an opportunity to send two strong players home. A strong player home. You always have to think, who is your direct threat? I don't know if at that point, you know, Zach is his direct threat. I don't know, right? But I think he was trying to build relationships, think further. Like, oh, if I made it to jury, that Zach will, like, maybe give me a vote if I was final two. Yeah, I would do it if I was thinking final two is guaranteed, right? But I don't know. I really would have hoped they would send Zach home.
Okay. The other thing, thank you. Yes, go ahead, Cherry.
We do have a caller on hold as well.
Let's bring the caller up then. I'm sure they want to talk to
you
for that.
We've got Heather with us. Heather, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I wanted to say hello to Suzette.
Hi.
And I have been watching the season, and it's been pretty interesting. So I just wanted to call and say hi, and that was it. So have a nice day.
Where are you from, Heather?
I am actually in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
A Michigander.
Yes.
Oh,
and I built,
so are you a big Dan fan?
Actually, probably not because I live about an hour from Notre Dame. You didn't hear me say that, but yeah, I live about an hour from the University of Notre Dame, so no.
Yes, and if everybody knows, Dan is not a huge Notre Dame fan, so.
Oh, I know.
me and Dan talked a lot about football, and he was definitely not a Michigan State fan with the Tom Brady and not a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I know he's not.
So, okay. Yay, we love you.
Who would you like to see win Big Brother this season?
Well, I would want it to be Brittany, Godfrey, or Sarah.
Yeah.
I like them. I love them to death. There's just parts of them that I see in as they are as people and even in their gameplay that make them seem, like, really honest and really fair. So, you know, that would be
That's good to hear. I like to hear that because we don't really often hear that about anybody that plays the Big Brother game.
Yeah, nice.
I adore. Oh, good Lord! If you would have seen last night's episode, my God, Godfrey,
oh, I was
sister. Scared. Oh my God, she's lovely.
Okay. I wanted to kind of talk about this. One thing I really love about BB Canada is how they do bring in house guests to interact with past house guests to interact with the current house guests and also the parents. Now last year, or the loved ones. Now last year, they had where loved ones came in and they were behind that thick glass wall. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Sean's
dad, I just fell in love with his dad, and oh man, that was emotional show too.
This year, Ashley and Godfrey won a reward, and they were told to go out into the backyard, and Ashley went out and spotlights it. Everything was dark, and then a spotlight comes on and it illuminates her mother. They had 2 minutes, and There was no barrier between them. They could actually hug, and then Godfrey came out next, and it was his sister who then told him some news that she just found out she was pregnant again. And what an emotional moment. And it is so cool when you see that. I mean, Emmett, you know, last week, Emmett pops in, and he's in the DR, and has everybody – gets 1 minute with him in the DR. I just love that kind of, you know, interaction.
Yeah, cool.
Big Brother USA never does that kind of stuff.
I know.
Yeah. Listen up, Big Brother America. Get some more family up in his house. Yeah,
right.
All right.
Then the other thing.
Could you imagine Mama Costa tearing up the diary room, please? Like,
oh my gosh.
Now, the other thing I wanted to.
They brought people back in, like, say, when they brought Rachel back into the house or Mr. Spectacular, they brought it back into the house. Last year they had Ian, the year before they had Ian, he was, you know, the host of one of the competitions. So they bring people back in different ways, right?
But with, like, when you bring back family, though, like when you actually get to see family,
old
I mean,
family,
we had Natalie, who was her fiance, actually was brought to the show. And when you actually get to physically see the person, oh my God, I mean, that's epic right there. Like, it's the best feeling in the world to be able to see somebody that you absolutely love and adore.
Okay. The whole episode started with the whole episode started with the completion of an epic, in my opinion, epic HOH competition. And I'm forgetting what seasons in the U.S. had these. This was the one where you go out in the backyard, Michelle, and you have to count, you know, when certain time is up.
Oh, that was amazing.
60 minutes.
They have to count,
you know, Michelle?
They have to count what?
Where you have to lie in a coffin or something like that, and you have to count up to an hour, and then
100
you say,
minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was our second veto competition.
Okay, Michelle, I got to describe this to you as quickly as I can.
Okay.
They had to go out in these clear glass open coffins, and it was called 100 minutes of hell. And they lay down in it, and they're trying to count. And the first thing they had over the loudspeaker was Greg, who a lot of people were irritated from him, trying to, you know, mess with their concentration as far as counting. And then a clown comes in, a really evil-looking clown, and spooks them out. The next thing that happens, all of a sudden they start hearing, you'll get this, Michelle, they start hearing all their family members talking on audio tape.
No.
No.
Then they start filling the coffins up with freezing cold water. And after the water drains, there is a tube right by their head, about 3 inches in diameter. And all of a sudden, it starts shooting out mealworms. And
oh!
Yes.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it came down to Godfrey and Sarah. Sarah said, I really want a letter, you know, the old spiel, and talked Godfrey into pushing his button. She pushed it right afterwards, and guess what her time was? 98 minutes and 4 seconds.
That is amazing.
Wow, that's crazy.
That was amazing, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, when you have that in front of you, the face or the image or the voice of, like, something that's important to you, you know what you're there for. You know that's got to be such a rush, a feeling. And, you know, just to be able to hear that voice for me at that point, I would have just lost.
How would you keep counting?
What happens if they all went over?
Oh, this is different in Canada. They said even if you go over, it's the person that's closest.
Okay, because that was a big deal in my season.
Sweet.
Wow.
Within under 2 minutes, I mean, of 100 minutes.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
I know. And the thing is, let's say Godfrey pushed his button 2 minutes later than he did, he would have won that.
Yeah, he could have totally won that. I don't know why he would throw it so close to the end of the game. It could have been him. He would have been if he did it right after, second after her, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That would have been 99.
Yeah. Who really knows? But, I mean, when you're in that house, Suzette, I mean, we sit there, we analyze, and we lived living in that house, and we understand why we make stupid, messed up decisions. So,
oh, yeah. Well, the thing is good because he's building relationships with everybody across the board. So I think he's looking pretty good if he were final two.
He's setting up himself to make a jury vote. That's what he's setting himself up for.
How cute, Suzette, was it when he was flirting with Brittany, talking about his sister, and then Brittany goes into the DR and just basically says, no way. There are a lot of really funny personalities in there. I mean,
oh, yeah. He's
Sarah is just a hoot. She could be a stand-up comedian easily.
Oh, yeah.
I love her.
It's a good season, and I can't wait to see what happens next, you know? But the competitions have been really great. I love all the, like, when they have the tasks for have-nots or for luxuries, you know? It's been really great,
you know? Suzette, you got a Canadian vote that kept you in the house, but how devastated do you think Sarah and Brittany, well, we know how devastated they were when Arissa says Canada has been voting and they voted Sarah and Brittany as the have-nots. They were just totally, I think they would have walked out.
That would be complete devastation. You know, some guys, they get evicted because, say, like Andrew, like Canada has voted you as, you know, someone to leave or whatnot. You know, those are really hard things to swallow or, you know, but to be put on, I think at that point they did say it was like the lowest point. So they've been handling themselves really good because Brittany's been on the block how many times? And when they,
yeah.
And then next thing you know, from the bottom to the top, HOH, right? So she's
yep.
done that a couple of times. And so they've gone through that major emotional roller coaster. And Brittany, she's been a have-not for some weeks now. And,
I know.
And, you know,
I mean,
it's
Sarah, they showed Sarah
yeah.
curled up in the fetal position on the DR couch. I mean, they were just devastated. And then I wonder how long it was before that special power emerged from the floor. I just hope they didn't suffer too many days.
Yeah, that was pretty epic. I just love it. The production value is so great this year. Just everything about this year has just been over-exceeded any expectations I would have ever had. The house, the competitions, the gameplay, the players, all the players are just phenomenal in the DR, you know.
I just think, you know, they got to be happy that it's not the beginning of the season and it was all of them. They need to think about it. Okay, there was this many house guests to pick, and there was, you know, a handful, and that's what they had to pick. So at least America got to vote with you for something.
Yeah.
I guess it's better to be voted on than to not to be voted on at all.
Well,
think
that's
positive.
True. The other thing that I appreciate in Canada, of course, we've got the sideshow, and we've talked about it on here, which U.S. would have something like that. But I thought it was pretty cool that they would bring a Nick back, and she was, you know, first one voted out last year, but loved
yeah.
her. We had her on, didn't we, Suzette? You brought her on here?
Yeah, we did.
Well, she's I was devastated when she got evicted out of the house, too, because in person, she is the sweetest person. She's very charismatic, a great personality, and just I would love to see her go into the house and go for a round two. You know, it's too sad to see her go. But then again, you know, the sideshow, they are picking a lot of people out of the Toronto area, you know.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't know if that's a budgetary thing or what, right? But, you know.
That's a little shade, girl. That's what we call shade.
No, I just, you know, there's
I'm
so
just
many
kidding.
Personalities, and she's amazing. It's great to see that they are, you know, they haven't forgotten about the first person evicted, you know. That's,
right.
That's
now,
cool.
I also enjoy a lot more footage from the jury house, and how awesome was the episode when Cindy told JP, told JP or Jordan, you know, that she had, you know, was instrumental in getting him out. I wonder how that relationship's going.
I'm sure they water under the bridge now because they're in the jury house and it's all, you know, they're having a good time and whatnot.
They're all losers,
so
like we all
tough.
Were in the jury house. Losers, losers, losers.
Yeah, no, it looks like they're having a good time and that, so.
I'm sure they're having a blast. Suzette, thank you so much for coming on Manic Mondays. We absolutely love you. And can you give us Hey Boys, just because we haven't heard you say it yet?
Yeah. Hey Boys.
Hey Suzette.
In the future, thank you again for supporting me. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook, Suzette Amaya. And I'm going on tour this summer. Big news. I'm traveling all across Canada. I'm working on a pilot. It's like Simple Life. exposing the beauty of the diversity of Indigenous people across Canada. So I have
awesome.
A lot of sponsors, and I really want to show Canada what Indigenous people are like in this country and in the States as well, because there's so many things happening right now, and there's so many beautiful things. And I'm getting tired of looking at, you know, all these music festivals, and they're using our native prints and our native designs. And when you go to stores, well, let's show the Indigenous people what we have and where they're being Native-inspired art. Well, we're going to show the authentic stuff, and it's going to be beautiful.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, you can come back anytime on Manic Monday.
Yes.
Let us know where you're going to be, what you're doing. But
sure.
I know where I'm going to be in about 11 days. I'm going to be with you.
Yes.
You hopefully
be
dragging me off a sidewalk, putting me in a cab, and then washing me, and then putting me in my bed.
Bring your flip-flops for sure. And if you ever want to discuss Big Brother UK, holler at me, because I'm always excited to talk about Big Brother UK, because it is, after Canada and U.S., it's definitely up there in my favorites.
Well,
right.
Thank you again, Suzette. Is there anything
Have
else you want to let
night.
The world know? Tell us all. What do you want to let us know,
yeah.
girl?
Yeah. What was that?
I said
you
give us your final words, doll.
My final words, peace, love, and happiness. I'll see you at the finale. See you in Niagara Falls. And hey, boys, holler at me, Suzette Amaya. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to holler at you in about 2 minutes. So
you
better holler
right.
back.
Good night.
Love
you,
girl.
Good night. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Love her.
Do I just fucking want to just, I'm sorry for swearing, but I just want to, like, eat her up. Eat her up. I love her so much.
She just makes you feel good after, I mean,
I just
awesome. Want to
say, hey, boys, for, like, hours. Hey, boys. Hey, boys. Hey, boys. Anyway, so, Suzette, I will be
doll.
Seeing you. And if you, I'm excited to hear about this pilot thing she got going on. Hello.
I know.
I feel like it's going to be something definitely, something we're going to be mentioning in the future. We're going to have her back on. And I will be discussing Big Brother Canada 3 next week with you guys. The last week of a big finale. And I would love to have Joanne Heaney on, because that girl's been all over the place. I'll tell you what, she has been in the HOH room. She has been, I want to get it from the perspective of not a house guest, but a fan, an uber fan, somebody that has been like living through it. So I'm going to check up and see if she can call in and give us her update. But okay, Paul, at this point, who is your pick for the final? Like, who do you think is going to win?
All right. I, for the longest time, have been a fan of Sarah's, and she has also gone through periods where she has been an extreme underdog. Like, how is she still in the house? Obviously, timing is everything for her. But early on, also, I kept looking at Godfrey, and I thought, you know, he's very intelligent, but he has really been kind of laying low for the longest time and really not, you know, picking one side or the other. And I don't know. I just had this feeling for the longest time that he might do well. So those are two people. I mean, all the other people, I still like them as you know, personalities, but those are my two right now, and I hope I don't jinx them, but Sarah and Godfrey would be happy with either of those two.
Double eviction next week, Sarah and Godfrey. Fucking Paul. God damn it. What are we going to do with you, Paul? No, I'm not kidding. Cherry, do you want me to ask you this, or shall we pass it along to my fake self? Okay.
So
moving on to me. I am going to go with, oh God, I hope I'm not rooming with one of them. I think Sarah's going to go with it all. I mean, I liked it in the beginning. I haven't seen it in the middle. So I'm going to go with Sarah, and I love Johnny. I'm going to be his roommate, and then I have two other roommates, which I don't know yet.
You don't know
who
they are by...
Well, I do, but I do know who they are. I would need to go back to my email from Peter.
If I quickly read the names.
Oh wait, no. If you give me 1 second, I'll go and look. So you guys talk, and I'll go look. Okay, go.
Jerry.
I would say Sarah, Brittany, or Godfrey.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Brittany could be my number three, I guess. You know. So I would agree with you on that. If I had to choose three.
Okay, so I'm with OMG, Johnny, Brittany, and Ashley.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Okay, so I think Johnny, Brittany, or Ashley are going to win. Oh, God.
Well, Johnny can't, but Ashley and Brittany are
I know, so I'm still good with Johnny, see?
Wow.
See how I set myself up, Paul?
That is awesome, Michelle.
I'm so excited.
I gave my three as well, Michelle.
Oh, good. I'm going to let them know that you are all in on them. I'm going to get perks.
Michelle,
I might even get a massage.
While you were checking your email, Cherry is saying that she picked her top three.
Oh, she. Okay, Cherry, go.
I went with Sarah, Brittany, or Godfrey.
Wait, I heard that. It was not the same. You read the wrong list. No, I'm just kidding. Footnotes. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yep.
Right? All right,
well,
you guys. Thank you for another fantastic Manic Monday.
Thank you.
Next week will be the last Monday show before the finale and before I go to Canada, so I cannot wait to fill you guys in on that. Cherry and Paul, thank you. I'd like to also thank Suzette for being our fantastic guest. Chat room.
And Heather for
listeners. Yeah. Oh, and Heather. Yeah, Heather. I don't know if she was a first-time caller, but anyway, I want to
pop her
cherry. I feel like we've heard from Heather before, but I'm just going to pop her cherry. Pop goes the weasel. So don't worry about you deflated the balls.
Michelle, I have to ask you a question before you go.
Okay, go.
Do you have a winner picked out for Survivor?
All right, so Dan went last week. I'm still feeling bad for Rodney. I want him to get some fucking award. God damn it. Excuse my language. You guys don't know I don't swear anymore, really. But can the man get an award? Can he get an award? Hello?
He can't win anything. He can't fight his way out of a
wait, this is so funny. This is a true story. So my best friend, right, my best friend Stephanie, who you guys, she's called him before, her ex-husband's name is Rodney, okay? What are the chances? So I put on my Facebook, I feel so bad for Rodney, right? She Facebooks back and she says, that sounds wrong in so many ways, right? So I didn't see it till the next day. I read it and I'm like, oh, my God. So I have to make an explanation to her that I'm watching Survivor and that Rodney hasn't had a reward and I feel bad for fucking Rodney. And I'm like, oh, my God. True story.
Oh.
True story.
Oh, my
and I'm
gosh.
Like, I can see why that sounds wrong, and I feel wrong saying this right now, but I do feel bad for Rodney. Like and she's like, he hasn't paid child support, and I was like, oh, God. And that's my best friend. Like, I should have thought twice about this. Like, or I should have put... Rodney from Survivor Rodney.
Survivor
and she still
Rodney,
would have been like, why would you be rooting for anybody named Rodney? You're my... You know, at that point, I realized that I'm not obviously a good best... No, because I feel bad for Rodney. Everybody knows. Even, well, I know people.
I can't feel sorry for him anymore. I just can't. I mean, that guy.
How? They act like, this is what my problem is. They act like on that show that nobody has ever given up their reward, okay? And we have seen it through this season, through every season that we've ever seen, that they give up, they pass along, they give for birthdays.
It's almost never happened until last season. You never saw anybody give up rewards until last season. Last season, people were giving rewards away, like, left and right. Last season was, like, you never saw that happen until last season. Last season, it was going on like wildfire. And in this season, they expect it to happen. And not
Jerry,
doing
it, is it
like they did last season.
He seems to whine and about it and feel like he's entitled. That's kind of how
he's
I feel.
Like he's entitled to it.
Whoa. Okay, let me tell you something. He doesn't feel like he deserves it. He feels like, what the heck, you guys? I mean, I'm the only one that hasn't gotten anything. And for him to not to be voted out, there's got to be some type of middle ground that he's feeling with these people. And with everything that's happened the few past few weeks, I would have thought, I'll be honest with you, I would have thought that he would have gotten it. And if he doesn't make it to the finals and wins or whatever, gets second place, then I don't know, figure everything out.
Well, we can agree that there's probably a lot that goes on that doesn't make it to the TV show.
There's a reason why he wouldn't have been voted to be evicted if there wasn't more to what we see. That's all I'm saying. And on that note, I must shut my mouth because I could prejudice is that a word? I could legally set myself up for a disaster. Is that better, Paul?
That explains it.
Oh my God, I cracked myself up. And by the way, happy birthday, Jordan.
Yes, Jordan. Happy birthday, Jordan Radcliffe.
Yes. I love you, Cherry and Paul, and everybody listening. I love you guys
birthday.
And Jordan. Yes.
And we have to, again, we said it on Thursday, but happy belated birthday to Rich. And
yes.
a happy 17th anniversary to both of you two. Friday.
Aw, thank you. We had a wonderful anniversary.
Cherry, you never left the best anniversaries. You never left the bedroom, honey. Good for you. You're like, Rich, we're staying in all week.
We had a 3-day weekend. Let me tell you, we had a great one.
I'm sure you did.
We did.
Okay. Well, I'm going to shut my mouth up.
Yeah, you
should. Unless people want me to keep talking because I can just rant and rave. No. All right. Cherry, you want me to go? All right. Got to go. Bye, guys.
Love you, Michelle. Thank you.
Love you, Michelle.
Love you, guys. Bye.
We'll work on getting Joanne Heaney back here next week. And I want to remind everybody
next week. Mwah.
Love you, Michelle. I want to remind everybody to join us on Thursday for Mike and the Mike live from L.A. He's going to be out there at the Survivor finale grabbing survivors and putting them on Mike and the Mike from the Survivor finale. So make sure you're here with us for that show. It's going to be a fun one. He's going to be out there amongst all of them. Yes, make sure you vote until the night of the finale.
Vote for Michelle Costa. Oh, long shot.
Go to cbs.com/survivor, and you'll be able to find the
Portuguese princess.
the second chance voting poll there that you can select from. You can vote for 10 women and 10 men each night until next Thursday.
Wednesday?
Monday?
Or Wednesday, you're right, Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday.
Thursday?
Okay,
we're doing the show on Thursday.
Oh, Michelle's going to lose it.
Should I mute myself?
So, yeah.
No. And if you
sorry,
see Michelle.
Sorry, Shetty, yep.
And if you see Michelle Costa, vote for her.
Vote for me. Yay. Sorry, I just
when
wanted to be involved with the one.
When they put up for Big Brother.
Absolutely.
Cast. Then you vote for Michelle Costa. Because we know they're going to do that soon.
Vote for me.
Anyway, make sure you're here. It's 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on Thursday night for Mike and the Mike. We're going to wrap this one up, as we always do, with Ron. Poor Michelle cracks herself up too much.
You guys
and hurts
are cracking
something.
Me up. Love you guys.
She's going to break something.
I think I already broke a nose vessel. I've got one other one. No worries.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for being here with us tonight on the Rad Reality Show Network. For the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa, it's been a fun one. We had Suzette Amaya here with us from Big Brother Canada 1, and we've had a lot of fun. But we're going to close it up now with Ron, as we always do. Thank you all again for being here. Here's Ron to take us away.
So thank you guys for stopping in. But I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that is, you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Paul, say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. God bless.